Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Footlocker Steve, the Tabernacle Beeve. Now that's the Santa Fe Springs one, not the Downey one. So you're not confused.
And I'm Martian Jupiter, the man from Saturn Town.
Who are those two guys, Mark?
What a bunch of weirdos who are just around our little setup here, trying to get on our podcast.
We apologize to you, the listeners.
So sorry.
And thank God we got here in time when it started, just to tell you
those guys were going to steal our stuff.
They were going to murder us for sale.
Yeah.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio. I'm Mark Mee.
And I'm Matt Yu.
And this is what we do. We come here in a car.
We drive and then try to find parking.
We set up microphones that are these devices that are magnets with, a little spring.
Is that how they work?
Yeah.
And then it sends an electrical signal down a wire into a recording device.
Into a digital recorder. Yes. And we record we talk about what we see. And what we will see here tonight, my understanding, is if it's anything like the last 60 or so times we've done this.
I think it'll be just like that.
It'll be women's rec league basketball.
Right. The Pistol Shrimps will take on a team called the Slam Drunks?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Uh-huh.
Possibly.
And then what we'll do is we'll press stop after having pressed record. We forgot to mention that. When we're done.
We already did that, so it's not like you're not going to hear us do that.
Right. But then we will drive home in probably the same car we came in.
I should hope so.
We'll put up this thing into we will shape it into a podcast.
Yeah. A lot of molding.
And then
chiseling.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then it will sit there from 1 minute to 36 hours, depending on how fast you personally get to these things. And then you will hear what I'm saying right now. And that's how this was made.
Yeah. Also, a lot of different stuff's going to happen tonight. We have some mail.
And a lot of packages. Like
we have
moving boxes worth of packages here. It's very exciting.
Fun. That's very fun. It's like Christmas, but only Halloween.
And if you're tuning in late, this is Pistol Shrimps Endgame, the special season where it's the final season of Pistol Shrimps Radio, regular gameplay, calling, play-by-play action. But it's kind of a special night here. Why is that, Mark?
Why is that?
Because T-Braid's in the house.
Oh, yeah. He's wearing a disguise. His Halloween costume this year is Bearded Referee.
Hi. Look, we got some gifts.
Hi, Melissa Stetton.
This is you made a table out of all the boxes you have.
Well, we sort of made a table, but we're not really using it like a table. That would have been smarter than using this chair.
Well, it's an end table. What if somebody brings a lamp?
We'll put it right on here.
Yeah.
Like in a storage locker in this corner of
it. Feels
I know. I did not bring my table that I normally bring, so this does feel like squatting.
Yeah, but I like it. Can I take a second to say something about T-Braid?
Yeah, and
first
his
of
beard.
All, yeah. First
it's more
of
like
all,
T-Beard.
T-Beard, yeah. Although his beard is just a fairly normal beard. If you remember, if you're a regular listener, it's probably like 3 or 4 seasons ago we talked about this guy because I have nothing but reverence. He is a guy with long hair, though at first blush, you would not know that.
You really wouldn't
and
know.
And it's not in the same way that someone with long hair would like pin curl it up
or
put
do
it in
a
wig.
Man bun.
Yeah, you'd know. This guy somehow shapes it into a short style haircut.
I'm going and with there's two prongs of hair coming off the back of his head from the left and the right.
My wife is, she's putting her wedding ring on my pinky and it doesn't even go past the knuckle.
You're all
I'm
man,
afraid
Matt.
I'm going to lose it. But look, let me tell you something. At first blush, you're like, this guy has short hair, but is also wearing like a Geordie LaForge eyeglasses over the top of his head like a cybernetic mohawk of some kind. Those are the series of barrettes that hold the mohawk part after they've forked together from the bottom?
It's like, hard to tell where the hairstyle begins and ends.
It's an upside down T. That's why we call it T-braid.
Yeah. Because there is no letter that's an upside down T. Right?
He's talking well, right now, so it's an L there. Looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the L in the mirror. McPherson, who's a model that probably would. Looks like T-Braid's given a patented T-Braid talk down. A trademark T-Braid talk down.
Tonight's T-Braid talk down brought to you by Tito's Tacos. The only thing better than a Tito's taco is two. It's a real commercial here in Los Angeles.
It does seem like T-Braid enjoys his job. He's got like a jaunty smile. I feel like he's one of the good ones, you know?
Our other referee tonight, Rick Stereotype.
That's right. He's an old Asian driver.
Who do we got for the pistol strips tonight, Matt? Looks like we got number 9, Amanda Fun Buns Lund. I know that because I picked you guys up tonight.
That's right. Number 21, Ingrid Hanma Boogie Walla.
You heard from her earlier, Melissa Stettlers of Catan Stetton.
Number 99, Jesse the Tank Engine Thomas.
Looks like Paisley Gray, number 53, is coming
down.
That's
right. And number 13, Randall Tex Cobb, Kristen.
And folks, that's your Pistol Shrimps lineup for tonight's game. It's 8 p.m. We're at Lake Street Gymnasium here in Los Angeles, California, mere seconds away from the Bootleg Theater.
Uh-oh, Jesse Thomas just got busted for wearing some kind of bobble, bracelet, dalliance, or hoop de bb. It looks like official.
She probably picked that up at a Jostens.
What's a Jostens?
Don't they do class rings?
Oh, right. Oh.
Thomas has the ball. She'll take it down.
Should we get podcast class rings?
Of course we should, Matt.
Do you think they have a little podcasting thing you can put on class rings now?
Oh, man. Don't you think they probably do?
Official gameplay is now underway. Amanda was all worried because there was initially only going to be 5 players, which means she has to play the whole game, and she doesn't like that.
Looks like we got 6 tonight. Yeah. So the Slam Drunks are in black jerseys. The Pistol Shrimps are in light gray jerseys.
That's right.
The Slam Drunks. An array of shorts.
Just popped one up. Didn't go in. Fun Buns got the ball. The ball to Tank Engine Thomas. These girls are fresh back from a trip to Ojai and Lake Casitas where they celebrated Militia Stetton's bachelorettehood.
Oh, we had a stoppage in play here. Thomas did something.
And, what'd she do?
I don't know, but we're going to flip the battleship board around.
That's the second time the ref has called her out on something in the first 40 seconds. I feel like Jesse's.
You wouldn't like her when she's angry.
Oh, boy. Get ready, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Hulk smash.
All right. Ball in the possession of the Slam Drunks right over by us here. 13 drives to the hoop off the side of the backboard, out of bounds. Paisley
right.
Gray will inbound.
The other ref does look like he could be the guitarist of a hard rock band from the 80s who's kind of mellowed out a bit, you know, cut his hair.
Like a band like Firehouse?
Yeah.
Baby, don't treat me bad. You ever heard that song?
That does sound familiar.
I went to like a state fair or a carnival of some kind.
Oh, me too. Big deal.
And one of those.
Oh, know, there's more.
One of those rides that might fall apart just played that on a loop. And it was such a good ride, we kept going on it, but you had to hear that song over and over again.
There it is. Popped up one more time by the Drunks. Ain't going to go in. Jesse Thomas with a potential fast break and a long lateral pass to Stettlers of Catan.
Just out of her reach there.
The ball goes just about outside. That's a baseball joke for anybody out here who does like sports in any capacity. Bob Uecker from the major hit league film Women of Their Own.
22 with the ball for the Slam Drunks. It is sort of a sports wonder time right now, Matt. All 4 major sports are going on.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was the World Series tonight, and you described it for you because of the teams playing. It'd be like if James Bond went to Tatooine.
I'm trying to put it in terms you'll understand.
Or if Mark Knopfler played a Wilco set.
I love the Red Sox, and then I've become a Dodger fan just living here in L.A., and now both teams are playing. It's like, I want to say I can't lose, but I do want the Red Sox to win.
Who do you want to win?
I want the Red Sox to win.
Wow.
But it would bring a lot of peace and prosperity in my house if the Dodgers won, because my wife's a lifelong Dodger fan. Same birthday as Tommy Lasorda.
Who, your wife?
She used to go to the games on her birthday, and then they'd sing happy birthday to Tommy Lasorda.
Nice.
And her folks would be like, they're singing to you.
Wow.
What a trick, huh?
Me and Cordless Kelly doing scraping goats at Lichman's Roust.
Me and Tom Lasorda swinging baseballs down at Chavez Veen.
You mean Vesveen?
Yeah, Vesveen. You been down there?
I've been to Vesveen.
Head on down to
There's Ben Gray.
Head on down to Ben Gray's Vesveen Chevrolet.
That's
Get
right.
yourself a Metro or another kind of car they make.
Me and Darkless Bimmy doing later lifts at Oblio's.
We're on Instagram, of course, Pistol Shrimps Radio, and you can check out listener Jeff Jasperson made a little three-part harmony Cloris Leachman video. It's a seven-second clip of him singing it in three-part harmony, and he's just like a tiny magic bird singing that song.
It's great. It's 4-0 here. The shrimp's up.
Look at that. 16:20 on the clock. That's when the pilgrims landed in the land of plenty.
That's right. And Plymouth Locks, the canals of Plymouth.
Did you know you can go see Plymouth Rock?
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, it's just a rock. That's
it. You have to lean over upside down and kiss it.
Yeah, I think that's it. And then you get the gift of Scrab.
The Gift of Scrab, starring Baggio Contobo, Laundry List Jim, the Practical Him.
Practical Matt. The Unbelievable Cat.
Oh, somebody said sing and I did. Somebody said walk and I skid. I don't like skipping when I can start dancing. Those are the things that I did today.
We got Molly Hockey showing up on her.
Hockey in her crutch. She got a hairline fracture.
Me and Molly Hockey waking crutches up at Crutchman's Crutch.
Me and Gimpy Hockey doing skip steps down it. Can you help me out?
Got an email here from Jason Barrett. My boogies, can you assure my wife that I did not have a stroke, but I was just shrimpifying my life when I asked what we were going to watch, and I said The Sting, starring Paulette Oldwoman and Roberta Blue Chevy.
Nice. Wait a minute. All right. Paul Newman and Roberta Blue Chevy. Red Ford.
Yeah. Thanks for all the laughs. Forward to hearing what you gentlemen will do in the future. I feel as if I'm funnier just for listening. Go screw. That's from Jason Burnett. You want to write the show? PistolShrimpsRadio at gmail.com.
From Freddie Freeze, Dangerous Circus Activity, No Precaution?
That's who we're talking about. Rolls right off the tongue.
Rolls right off the tongue. Rolls right off the tongue. I got a new car, and it's a rolls right off the tongue.
Great interior on that vehicle.
Yeah, it's
a
tongue.
Pass out to six here. She shoots. Sets off the rim. No good. Rebound by the slam drunks.
What color are your leather seats? Oh, tongue red.
Is that a custom color? No, comes standard.
Uh-huh.
It is the inside of the car. Really, if you think about a car as a mouth, where you sit would be the tongue. And in front would be sweet, and in the back seat would be salty, and then the way back in the trunk would be bitter.
Yeah, and the glove box is all umami up in this shit.
You talk about umami? Shot from Jesse Thomas goes right in the basket.
Looking good. That's a three-pointer, and for that, we get 3 points up on the board.
It looks like we also get some substitutions here.
Tubstitutions.
You want me to read another thing for you?
Sure, why not? I don't mind.
This is from John Cassidy. Sad to hear the podcast will be ending, but wanted to write and express my delight and gratitude at having all these wonderful seasons with you, and these are shrimps. The Super Ego Verse has been a wonderful part of my life. You plus Jeremy and PFT have brightened dark days and helped me appreciate life for the real silly dick around that it is. When life gives you Los Angeles Women's Recreational League basketball, you give everybody weirdo nicknames and make ridiculous nonsense color commentary with your best friends. Love and all my support to Swaggy Trim. Go screw Listen John from New Jersey.
Listen John.
Now, I
got to
just say something here, Listen John. We don't give anybody weirdo nicknames.
No, we don't.
That's never happened.
We call them by their Christian names.
Yeah. There goes Nerf Leg Stan.
There goes, I was born with this name, Hockey Butt. Dillwash.
And that foul right there was called by referee Coach Tope.
And hold on. He's walking.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, you don't want to.
And referee player non ump.
7-2 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Popping three up.
Oh,
that was I'm a man enough to know when the other team does well.
That was a beautiful shot.
That
I thought for sure you were going
three-pointer.
You're going to Die Hard.
What do you mean?
You're a Die Hard Pistol Shrimps fan.
Oh, these are shrimps.
Yeah, these are shrimps.
These are the shrimps of our lives.
What did you say about Die Hard the other day? You got a real the look that you're going to have.
Oh, I have an Ellis beard right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Booby. Hans. Booby.
Hans, my booby.
Hans, my booby shoots.
Hans, my booby. Hans, my booby.
Oh, we've been. That was like an injection of sugar straight into your veins. Oh, there, man.
Hans, my booby. That's her new nickname.
Oh, I'm sure she'll love it. Passing around here for the slam drunks. Shot, no good. Rebound. Randall texts Cobb. She's chucking some bows. Ball stolen. Shot from the slam drunks. Rebound. Hans, my booby.
Hans, my booby. I can give them to you. No vowels needed. I can give them to you.
Log shot there from Stetton. No good. Rebound. Paisley Gray.
Man, I'll never forget the first time I saw Die Hard.
Where were you?
In my living room.
What were you doing with it? A shot from Jesse Thomas is a beautiful three-point experience.
I was just watching it.
Okay.
But I got a chocolate milk and a little, like, mini milk carton, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But not the paper kind, the plastic kind.
Is your living room a school lunchroom?
It might as well be. Ding MD. Dong. Scoop me some spaghetti with an ice cream scoop, please.
You had to hand me a ticket first. Jesse Thomas with another three. Children 48 inches or shorter are not allowed to ride that three-pointer.
15-5, 10 minutes left.
Looks now we got like a timeout. Pick a thing to open.
Oh, I'll take that first box.
This big guy or this guy?
Oh, this one here.
Okay, yeah, we'll rip into that. You want to do it or you want me to do
tough.
It?
Tough. We don't have mic holders.
You know what I'll do? I'm going to. You talk.
Okay. Utah, which is the first tribe of the First Nations in Utah. The Utah, we talk. Sit down, stand up, fight, fight, fight. We all go down together. What do we got here?
All right, buddy. Here's a little card. Here, I'll read this card while you go ahead and dive in.
That's a lot of text.
That's a lot of stuff. Dearest Bugs, in this the last season of Pistol Shrimps Radio, I wanted to be sure to send a token of appreciation for all of for all wonderful moments you've provided over the years. In the small bag, you'll find gummy treats made on the Oregon coast with beer.
What?
Beer gummies? Okay. All right.
Deschutes Obsidian Stout Beer Candy.
Oh, Deschutes makes good beer.
Oh, Deschutes Obsidian Stout Beer Candy. They shoots them.
No, they don't shoot that. It's called Deschutes.
They shoots candy, don't they?
There's some other items that are pretty specific to my company that I'll leave separate just in case you don't want to name drop us.
No, we'll name drop it.
Oh, we'll
this
name
is
drop the hell out of you. Thanks for everything, Eric.
What?
Okay, now that the pleasantries are out of the way, I've included a couple of Yeti Ramblers with my company's name on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yetis are great. They're great for coffee, cocktails, or anything you want to drink at a constant temperature. Now, I have a Yeti. Matt, you're going to love this thing.
These are nice.
There's also a couple pairs of some of our popular hiking socks. I've included a couple of discount codes in case you're interested in any of our quality footwear. Danner Boots makes high-quality boots and shoes for hiking, hunting, work, and more. I'm quite partial to the Mountain 600 hikers. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions. That's from Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
You goddamn sweetheart.
Those are the discount
codes? These are the discount cards, man.
And that's no slouching in these terms of discount.
I love a good sock.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Boy, do these
Yetis
look good.
Are nice.
Yeah, buddy, you're going to like that.
Established 1932. Any company that's or country that's been around that long deserves to be talked about on a Women's Rec League basketball
Thank
podcast.
Thank you so much, Eric. That's very sweet, and I can't wait to wear these socks and drink out of them.
Yeah, let's try some of the Schutz Obsidian Stout Beer
let's
candies.
Let's get into those. Yeah, that'll be good.
Look like little eraser, gummy erasers.
What do you think you could erase with those there, HR?
My sobriety?
Sure. Shot from Cabs, no good. We got the ball back in the hands of the slam drunks here. What the hell was that? Okay. Pass. Ooh, stolen by the Pistol Shrimps. Jesse Thomas has the ball, and they're going the other way. 15-7 in favor of the Shrimps. 9:30 on the clock. Let's have one of these gummies. This is made with stout. This is like a...
Whoa, you can taste it.
Oh, my God. That's like gelatinous beer. Okay, the slam drunks just scored.
Dollars to donuts, this is how they drink beer in space.
Let's get NASA on the horn. Oh, yeah, that's good stuff right there. Okay. It's got a tartness to it that I wasn't expecting.
Pardon me, sir, have you been drinking?
No.
No, maybe you should have asked if I'm drunk. But I have not been drinking, officer.
Let's see, what's happening in the basketball game? Referee T-Braid is going to give the ball to number 22 on the Slam Drunks, who will inbound pass.
We haven't had a goddamn
There hasn't been a foul. Yeah. There hasn't been anything. Very real clean game here. Yeah. Different from last week, boy.
That's right. Real gentlewomanly game.
Yeah, real sportswomanly here. Thomas with some defense out on the top of the key. Gray with a hand in Five's face here. Five drives. She'll turn. She'll pass. Shot
I can't
from
drive
zero.
55.
Who can anymore in this economy with the price of gas? Amanda Funbun's doing a little shimmy shake over there trying to let the ball go out of bounds. See, Matt, I got this big-time Yeti right here.
I've got...
What is that guy? It's made of wood.
Corksicle.
Hi. Hi, my name's John Corksicle of the Corksicle Brothers.
And I do a little indoor swap meet down at the mall.
Whatever my brother drinks, I taste it.
Anything brother drinks, I can drink better. I can drink anything brother than you.
Brother can.
Brother can't.
Brother can.
Brother can't.
I am a corksicle. Oh, we're singing right as the basketball action gets in our face.
I am the sister, and I like singing too. I like a song if I sing it for you.
No, you can't.
I am great.
You are fun.
58.
15-11 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Mountain of comeback over here, these slam drunks are. That's a little Yoda commentary for everybody.
Oh, like the that, little Matt? Goblin man. He's a Yoda.
Shot up from Hans Mabubi goes in. 17-11.
Hans Mabubi. Oh,
it's
so
hard to
good.
Recondition yourself to say that.
I like
though.
It, though. Hans Mabubi.
This is unbelievable. I love it. It's 8:20 p.m. right now, but there's 6:55 on the clock, so you figure it
oh,
out,
look,
time
we got a free
bandits.
Throw.
Matt, what do you want to do here?
All the people of Beelzeville gave their throats an admonishment scream and decided to take a swimmy dip in the little cold water lips.
Heavy Wanda had been making croissant sandwiches for the village kids, and none of them wanted to eat them because they'd heard about the cleanliness of her kitchen space.
They said go to hell, croissant sandwiches, and come down from heaven, sand wants.
And so it was. There were 3 days of darkness, and the men and women prayed on their hands and knees, but mostly their hands as they were doing hot yoga.
It was the year 8, and they dug up a time capsule from the year 7 and said, I remember this shit.
Why'd we even bury this? It would have been easier to just put it on a shelf and look at it all the time.
And why did we dig it back up?
We're back to action here. 17-11. Pistol Shrimps have the lead.
5:52 left on the clock. This in the first half of these Our Shrimps official gameplay. I believe the referee just called out his favorite color, white.
What is your favorite color, Matt?
Is it fair to have a combination?
I don't know.
I like a lot of colors.
Madras?
But my favorite thing is brown and baby blue.
Okay, yeah.
I like both of those colors on their own, but when they're together, forget it. Forget it. Forget it!
You just did a little jinx on that player there, Matt. I don't know. I mean, it was unintentional, but it seemed like you were trying to get that basketball player to
I
not shoot.
I do what I do.
All right.
And see. I do it better. I can do anything better than you.
Prior to the shot, we had a foul. This referee explains fouls a little more. And
yeah,
which
that's
referee
true.
Is this, Matt?
Ballast.
Referee Ballast?
Yeah. B-A-A-L-S-T. He's a D&D character of mine from old.
He's a level 6 clerical agent.
Yeah, he's a level 6 clerk.
Oh,
that's
five.
She's a 3-point machine. I feel like I remember her from days of old.
Yeah, could be. 17-14, a lot closer than it was earlier, Matt.
That's
I'm
right.
Not
this
as comfortable as I was before.
This is something that happens occasionally in these Shrimps games is they get a strong lead, and then these other teams creep back up. And it's up to us to shoot their shins with slingshots.
We don't do that, everybody.
We do. We do. We absolutely do.
All right. Looks like another foul, but no free throws, Matt.
No free throws. These are pay throws. HBO Saturday night pay throws. Pay per throws. There's some points from these, our Shrimps. Is that 3 or 2?
Who scored that? Was that Melissa Stetton there?
I don't know. How many points was that?
We're about to find out.
Put them on the board.
Three
points. Matt. There we go. 3 points. It's 20-14. Ooh, that got swatted out of the paws of Stetton. Okay.
trying to open this thing. That's why I'm not talking. We really do need the table and the stands. Yeah. That helps out a lot.
Okay, I actually have something I need to say. T-Braid's beard, he does have, like, where his chin is, there's a, like he cut that part away, but it's not like it's shaved.
Yeah, I don't know what's going
on
there.
It's like a Wolverine if you let it go. Oh,
my God.
Geez, why does poor Hans Mabubi always goes down?
She loves the floor, I think.
I think she does, but look how gracious she is when she gets up.
Yeah, it's never.
I love this team. Yeah. I love
what's
this team.
What's not to love?
I can't believe we're ending this.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, what you is have this? Them dream creatures. You take a look at them dream catchers, better empty them out. They get all full up. Your mama can't have a decent dream since that time she went in a refrigerator race.
All right, we got this mail right here.
Was there a fly in that envelope?
You seen that moon movie? What's called Halloween?
I have not seen it.
It's about the video game character Halo goes to a Ween concert to have him play 10 golden country crates.
By the way. Last week after the show, Matt plays me a little live Ween doing some songs from the 12 Golden Country Greats
and
album,
then Mark
one of
played,
our favorites.
Played with my Ween live on twitch.com.
But I thought when you played me those, I thought they were just like someone unearthed an old concert.
No way, man.
No, they did a couple nights at the Ryman.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known. I might have gone.
Really?
I might have flown to Nashville to see that.
Oh, with shit. The Shit Creek Boys.
The Shit Creek Boys is about the best name for a band.
Yeah.
Up Shit's Creek with a turd for a paddle. Hi, Matt, Mark, and Shrimps. My husband Zach and I are high school sweethearts. We're about to celebrate 15 years of being in love.
Aww. Married for 40.
Now, Matt, the only person Zach loves more than me is you.
Oh.
Can we get a love song serenade?
Oh, that's a Dire Straits reference right there.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Oh, yeah. Okay, who are we talking about
this
here?
This is Rose and Zach in Atlanta.
It takes a man to be a woman these days, to put a seed into the ground, and it can come around with a thorn at its side. It don't want to hide from the sun as it grows. His wife is named Rose. Hi, I'm Torch Song Tallulah, and I'm working Friday nights down at the Tuesday Mill. We make Friday nights special.
2016, we got a foul here. Stetton pushed number 22 right after 22 stole the ball from her. That was a real whole thing going on over here.
A real whole thing.
Yeah,
oh, she looks hurt.
Here.
Stetton's got a tweaked arm
grabbed
a floor
her arm
burn
to steal
or
the
something.
Ball.
Yeah.
It was on the fourth night of Pepper Festival that Lawrence saw his future wife and his past husband.
And Manfred the Burn King decided he was going to have a better jawline, so he took a scraper to his beard and shaped up a real ridge.
As he did it, his crown fell, and a young boy named Elliot Squitz went ahead and grabbed it and became king, because it turns out you just have to be wearing the hat.
And then E.T. the Elliot Toucher came down for some chocolate candies and put a bunch of peanut butter twists in them and realized life is just a phone made from a speak and such.
Oh my Christmas Christ, what is happening on the court here? Oh. Stetton is perturbed.
Yeah.
All right, what's happening? Inbound pass, 2 seconds left. The long errant shot is not going to go in. That's halftime.
Halftime.
Mark, does Trevor the Kid Who Loves Spider-Man 2 have any relationship tips?
Well, have you guys ever gone on a Spider-Man date?
I don't know what that is. What are you talking
about?
Where
you just like make out upside down and stuff.
Both of you?
Do you guys ever try that?
Both people hang up upside down?
Yeah, it's like so great.
Oh.
Do you guys ever want to do that?
I guess I would right now, yeah.
Okay,
this
great.
This isn't even me calling your bluff. I'm really into this.
Me too. I just love it. You guys ever seen Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
It's where two people go out to a restaurant and have dinners together.
What's a restaurant?
That's where they make food for you.
Food for less.
Love you both at Ghost Shrimps Rose in Atlanta. Kiss Margo in Georgia for me. Dream catcher in close so you keep catching the good ones. That's that little dream catcher.
You gotta empty your dream catcher. They get all full up and you stop having that one about a Camaro lady that talks about witches and shit.
All right, buddy. What else you want
to
do?
Well, let's talk to these cats.
All right, come on down.
Now, how long have you guys been coming here? First of all, tell the people.
Introduce yourself. Right on.
Hi, I'm Emily Schmemily. You may know me from James Bonding.
That's right. One of my other many podcasts.
I'm Andrew Lindy from Super Mario Brothers Minute and Dunstan Checks Min,
which I have talked about on James Bonding. Yeah.
Why do you say that with a question mark? You are from those things.
Yeah. They probably don't know that, though.
Probably
I think statistically they don't listen to that show.
But how long have you guys been coming to these Our Shrimps basketball games?
Well, when I looked up the directions to Lake Street Gym tonight, it said that I was here 2 years ago.
It's been more than that,
though. And it's been more than that, because Lake Street...
The last time you came. I mean, to be honest, we haven't seen you for a while. I've been worried.
I started a job where I often have to be awake at 3 a.m., so that would unfortunately put a crimp on my coming to these games.
Air traffic controller?
No, barista.
Ground traffic, let them do what they want her.
But we knew we had to come down for this final season of Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Yeah, I didn't want to miss that.
We love it. We love the team. It's a good game.
I have to say my heart was warmed to see you guys one last time here as we wrap up Pistol Shrimps Endgame, the season of death.
Is that the new subtitle?
It feels like it's been violent this year. You talked about it a couple games ago.
Last game was cuckoo crazy.
Melissa Stetton got her arms scratched up, and this one I just saw.
This one's been pretty mellow as things go.
Yeah. They're pushing this final season for the Heat.
Well, Emily, Andrew, any final parting words or thoughts of wisdom that you want to say here on this Pistol Shrimps Endgame, Everybody Dies?
Go Shrimps.
Yeah.
Well done. Well said. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by. Halftime's over. 20 minutes on the clock. It's 20-16 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Matt, this one's tighter than a base.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Drum at a marching band virginity concert.
Hey, everybody, thanks for coming out. We're really looking forward to getting me in the big leagues.
Ba-boom, 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 Pistol Shrimps Radio.
We got one half of a basketball game to open a bunch of packages.
Yeah, I'm going to try to just get to opening so that when it comes down to it,
get
we can just
opening.
Flip this thing open. I feel like we got more emails, too, Matt. There's definitely an email you're going
to we're supposed to read it. Go check out Big Grande on. It's free now, I think. It's not even on Stitcher Premium. You can get it free.
What's this Big Grande biz?
Well, the Teacher's Lounge by the great group Big Grande. Many guests that you recognize. This is the Teacher's Lounge at Hamilton High School. I did this promo before I was there too just yesterday, so I know what I'm talking about.
Go ahead and do that. This is from Jeff, the guy who put up that being close. Oh, we got a five-pointer from three-point lady.
Me and Fivey-pointer doing nut scrapes down at Bellman's Hose.
It was just a three-pointer. It wasn't a five-pointer. There
me
is no such thing.
Me and Retraction Jimmy doing stagnant lies at Meso's Bunch.
Matt, this is from Jeff Jasperson. Greetings from Lawrence, Kansas. I've been meaning to email you guys for a long time. Now that the show's coming to a close, it's now or never. I've listened to the entire catalog of Pistol Shrimps Radio three times.
Whoa.
Including all the extras like the Summer Masters, the White Elephant Gift Exchange, the Towns McCoy Golf Classic, and the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Even all of the Virgin Airlines Safety Video Minutes.
Wow.
He's loved all of
it. Dedication.
Special shout out to my boogie Scott, who introduced me to the show in the first place. He's a super talented improv
comedian.
How many
times has Scott listened to it?
Well, he has a group called Taco Squadron.
That's a good name.
What do you think of
that? I like that.
For an improv group?
That's pretty good. I mean, improv group, sure, but I actually think maybe
I'd like to form a taco squadron.
Another shout out to my beautiful girlfriend, Kayla, who always has to put up with all those pooner spisms, opposites, free throw scriptures, and random outbursts of Up Halloween Siri. I once made my mistake of explaining the show to my mom, saying, "It's this hilarious."
I haven't even done that.
It's this hilarious podcast where these two guys do commentary for a women's rec league basketball team in L.A., but mostly they just talk about nonsense and do a lot of spoonerisms. She asked, "What's a spoonerism?" It's like when you switch letters in a phrase, like roast beef would become boast reef.
You ever swam out at boast reef?
Oh, I got so sunburned one time I couldn't stand up. Her reply, and that's supposed to be funny, which I think is a perfect summary of the show.
Mom, I'll tell you what. Come on down. You and a companion have won a free trip, all expenses.
You pay.
All expenses acknowledged. Trip here, bring you and a chaperone down to, I think we're at Pan Pacific. There's no game next week.
There's no game next week. If you're thinking of coming to a game next week, don't. Spend some time working on your Halloween costume.
Yeah, or build a shelf, you dick.
Yeah, go to IKEA and get yourself a Bjorn Borb.
Yeah.
Get yourself a Lands.
Anyway, Jasper Johns, thank you.
Yeah. We got a tight ball game, Matt, 22-21 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
And a bite tall game.
Tonight on Bite Tall Game.
Macanudo Jim realizes he's got more feet than he thought he had.
Well, speaking of Macanudo Jim, it's time for free throw scriptures.
And Baggy Linda was smuggling a bunch of rib loads.
As she approached the border, sweat began to form in her nose.
Calibians 50H tells us that maniacal Jim had manacles slim so he could slip out of them on a whim and break free from the gym.
His escape artistry was second to none, and none was a woman who's dressed in black and white. She was a religious woman.
And Father Atrophy had risen to dust to make himself a vacuum licker.
Jesse Thomas was automatic on those free throws, 25-21 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. She made all three of them. That's a big deal, Matt. She shot three free throws there.
That's great. God bless her. It's 25-21 here. Shrimps are holding on to a narrow lead. I haven't seen the Slam Dunks take the lead yet, so that's good at least.
I believe the Pistol Shrimpas, the Pistol Shrimpas have been up this whole game.
Shrimpas. No coach here tonight.
No coach.
No coach.
Nice rebound there by Randall Tex Cobb, stolen by number 5, the three-point machine.
No coach, no roach.
Everybody flies coach.
No glove, no love.
Everybody flies tove.
No grass, no ass.
Everybody flies pass.
No pope, no rope.
You know how you
rope.
Just said ass and grass or whatever you said? I could have said first class.
Yeah.
Thomas with the ball.
I guess it is time for us to pack this
probably,
show in.
I mean, you know,
there would have been a day where you would have never missed saying first class to anything I said.
Yeah, you know. And now those days are long gone. T-Braid's got a beard. Up is down. Blue
B-trade.
Is red.
B-trade.
B-trade is where you can do transactions for $4.95 a pop. You can invest in some companies like Lawn Space.
Yeah.
.org.
This is the shit that happens when you're married.
What happened? Oh, come on. Matt just got a notification on his phone that a new episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County is now on Bravo. You're not watching that.
I'm not watching it.
Amanda watches it.
Yeah, but all of our things are commingled, so now...
Oh, so you get updates for what she's into.
There's some TV that thinks I'm watching that show.
Yeah, probably Tim Cook right now is going... Gosh, this guy's tastes are all over the board.
He likes watching a lot of shitty Christian movies.
And Real Housewives. Well, what do you think someone thinks about Amanda's choices?
Probably the same thing I do.
They think she's like, oh man, Amanda's watching Tor.
But you... No, you mean your...
Isn't it Tor?
Well, which one? There's Tor, the one with Joan Crawford, that one?
No, I mean The Hunter from Space.
Oh, that's
Yor,
The Hunter from the Future. Now, that's a classic movie. We're talking Reb Brown, Corrine Cleary. This is an 8-hour Italian science fiction prehistoric miniseries that they turned into a 2-hour movie.
Oh, so they really cut it down.
Yeah, they got the good parts.
They cut it down by about 70%.
I mean, this thing is tight. I don't think I've ever made it to the end, and I've seen it probably, no joke, 15 to 20 times.
You've seen it partially.
Yeah.
You just said you haven't seen it all the way through, but you've seen it. Oh, boy.
I've intended to watch that thing 15 to 20 times.
It's 25-23, but I think it's going to be 27-23.
But you know how every time we go home and we put this episode up and we come out and we're done, Amanda's watching
She's out there watching that Housewives.
You never, we always just go, which city?
Yeah. Well, last time they were doing like a river squat. On the boogie.
What, did you see that? She knew she had to fast break. And she was like giggling, going like, what do I do? Oh, God, oh, God. Oh.
What's up, Jesse?
Come on. Jesse with the high five. Everybody rejoice.
Oh, God damn it. This package is full of peanuts. These are just going to go everywhere. I'm going to open a package.
Packing peanuts. Well,
it's time for free throw something. Wait. Hamaboogie came down laughing at the fast break because she was so nervous about missing it, I think. Made it. Got fouled. She's going to shoot a free throw.
Okay.
Oh, no, she's not.
Lady Marzipan.
She's not, though. Look, what the hell's happening?
Well, I mean, if you guys, you should have heard that scripture I had loaded up and ready to go. I wrote it this morning. It was going to be
one of the best. All right, well, let's see what's in here.
I've been blinking my eyes a lot like Crispin Glover or some shit.
This appears to be some sort of framed something or other.
Oh, that's exciting.
Okay.
Frame bridge?
Maybe it is frame bridge. I don't know. I don't know what this is, but we're going to open it up and find out.
It's packed in bubbles with Barney Rubbles troubles.
You can't. You got to get up.
Yes, please.
Come on.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
What do we got here? Hand drawns?
Matt.
What?
Matt and Mark ran into Kubitsch the other day, so taken was I with his swarthy visage, I was moved to draw his portrait. As compensation for posing, he wanted only the dirty pickle in my pocket. Come to think of it, Matt, Kubitsch looks a bit like you. This is from Stone. All my shrimpy love, Stone. This is the picture of Kubitsch for you there, Matt.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It's like R. Crumb got some real talent.
And then what's over here?
Whoa. Hello, Jimmy. Look out, picture of myself.
Kubitsch, I didn't even see you over here.
How come you're looking at right the picture of me?
Oh, I thought you were also looking at the picture of
me. Yeah, I look into the mirror.
Oh, it's not a mirror. It's a portrait.
How come I don't be in black and white?
What? Oh, you're not. In real life, you're not in black and white.
I'm not.
No. Well.
Too bust.
We got a contract here. What the hell is this? All right. I got to read this.
This is incredible.
This piece of artwork known as Kubitsch is drawn by artist Eli Five Stone as a gift to Matt Gourley. Definition of the term gift as it applies to this work is as follows. Mr. Gourley is the sole owner of both the original work, Kubitsch, and any of all reproductions and iterations.
Whoa.
Black, white, or colored, any medium.
Oh, my God. I get the
rights
to this.
It is for Mr. Gourley to do with as he pleases.
Oh, my God.
Only the following suggestions apply. Artist's signature remains on reproductions. Any and all profits derived from the sale of this image should be funneled directly back into the Pistol Shrimps podcast or any creative endeavor of Mr. Gourley's choosing.
Wow.
These are merely suggestions, not binding in any way. This gift is for Mr. Gourley to enjoy and to share in any manner he pleases. Should he do so, however, suggestion two is a strong one.
Wait, this is great because I can funnel this money back into my latest project where I just walk around the city beating up little kids.
Wait a minute, Matt. Feel free to contact me if you ever have a need for high-quality digital versions.
Wow.
Look at Kubitsch there, man.
That's cool.
That's good stuff.
Oh,
thank you, Eli Five Stone.
Well,
this must be the other version of it. I got it.
That's
for
Mark. You get the color version.
I got a color version.
Whoa.
This is a shit-ass color print.
Oh, look. It's got the name in the back, too.
Kubitsch.
That's probably what... I think he's like fairly accurate.
Yeah.
That's what Kubitsch would look like.
I like that.
Where is that going to go? I think your wife is going to be into that.
It's a good thing
I
have.
If I know Christina, she's going to want that front and center.
Yeah, we'll put it right on our mantle. Shot from Jesse Thomas. Oh,
29-23. 8:34 left on the clock.
A lot happens when you're opening a package.
A lot goes on when you put on Tron and you watch it while you got your jimmies on. The glow-up pajamas and the frisbee shines. Little bug
porcupines, a light cycle race, and a big ugly face in a cone named TCP, or MCP. The guy from Tron is in Time Bandits 2 and Titanic 3. The sequel to that was me.
Oh, pass over here to Stettin. Stettin over to Lund. Lund,
oh, Lund
take a
shoots it!
Oh, no good. She heard you, too, for sure. She looked right at you after that one.
Life is good.
Isn't it, Matt?
I love the holidays, I'll tell you that much.
Well, which if you go down to the local CVS that's between your house and my house,
yeah,
they got a whole shitload of Christmas stuff up already.
Good.
No, it's not even Halloween, man.
I know. It's about time we get it started. Oh.
Oh, we got some more stuff here, Matt.
Oh, my God. Zoid's so bad I can't even sit down.
What the hell? Okay, free throws, Matt.
Okay, hold on. And Zoids came down from Telemarket Mountain and said, put on a headset because we're selling Jimmy shares. Oh, my God. Is that a...
These appear to be modern Zoids.
Like, I've never seen these kind of Zoids.
Somebody did it, Matt. Somebody sent Zoids.
Grape Nuts, the Skeleton Wish. Did a bargain hunt. Oh my God, these are full-on model kits. They're not even like snap-tight Zoids. Wow, thank you.
Well, we're going to figure this
whoever
out right
here. Whoever you are, I'd like to thank you.
Dear Matt and Mark, hope you appreciate how much willpower it took not to build these myself. Also hope you're up to date on your Japanese, since I couldn't find these in English. Thanks for making one of the silliest and most enjoyable podcasts I've ever listened to. Looking forward to bonus episodes. I couldn't find any shrimp Zoids. I hope you guys like turtles.
Oh, it is a turtle.
Yes, they're both
Zoid.
Tortoises.
Both of them.
Hope
oh
to see
God.
The last game at North Weddington in person. My boogie, Brendan McCullough.
Oh, how nice.
Oh,
say
yeah.
Hi.
Here's
come
a crusted frame sculpture thing. It haunts my dreams, so it's your problem now. Good luck.
Whoa. Look at that. Thanks,
put this
everybody.
Right next to Kubich. Thanks,
that's
Brendan.
Nice, yeah. It's 29:25, 5:54 left on the clock. This is, you know, this is too nice.
It's heartwarming.
It's too much.
Yeah, but it's 29:25.
Also, Mark's birthday is November 15th. If you wouldn't mind sending him a bunch of miniature anvils.
Don't do that.
Okay, don't do that. What would you like, Mark? What can I have them get you?
Well, there's an email that we need to address.
He wants the email.
No, I don't want an email.
Send him an email.
Where the hell's my phone?
Shit. Send him an email.
In the morning,
right
baby.
Now.
Just come in no. before you leave.
Even though
baby.
We ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey.
All right, Matt.
Everything will bring a change.
5 minutes left in the game. 29:25. Shrimp shot from a
shoot
man
it!
Lund.
Yeah! Vuvuzela! Zuzu's pedals!
3-pointer from Amanda Fun Buns Lund.
Yes! Get it!
Matt.
I'm lightheaded.
Let me read this email. This is from our intern, Pox Holiday.
Holly Holiday, who played Flo
Gentlemen,
on the show Alice.
I've set up alerts for classic Zoids on eBay, so we should be able to accomplish this test by
classic
December.
Classic Zoids.
As far as the fundraiser goes, I understand your concerns, Mark. What if, hear me out on this, we scrap the idea of buying a PlayStation and a copy of Red Dead Redemption 2 for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 3 more points
and
for
we
these
turn the GoFundMe into a big final season fundraiser.
Oh, that's a great idea. We could do it
we
for
could do another,
Angela.
Yeah, he was saying Peace Players or Angela.
I think that's a great idea.
I think Angela's maybe that hits a little closer to
I
home.
I think we'd love to do that.
Look, you guys are the brains. I'm just the lowly unpaid rural intern. Let me know how I can help.
Just set it up and we'll tweet it out.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do a GoFundMe for Swaggy Trim.
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I love it.
35-27 in favor of our pistol shrimps. Boy, it is looking good for the shrimps tonight.
Yes!
Amanda Lund has been bit by the point-scoring bug. 37-27. Matt is going absolutely bonkers. Don't flip that goddamn fire extinguisher thing. What is that? Fire? You're going to pull a fire alarm? Don't do that.
Well.
It's exciting, but come on. This is a
This is a public building. Go ahead and pull it.
Okay.
Oh, she tries for another one, doesn't get it. Rebound, Gray.
Don't get cocky.
We got a foul here, and looks like the other team, the Slam Drunks, will inbound. They're down by 10. Pistol Shrimp's up 37-27.
There was one guy that caught that song reference last time.
Which one?
Inline Bowline.
I didn't even catch it. What is it?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
I'll look it up.
First, we tied it in our hair. Inline Bowline.
Oh.
Inline Bowline.
Hey, what are you thinking of Stephen Malkmus and his jicks?
Dreadlock Rasta.
What do you think of Stephen Malkmus and his jicks?
I like three of the four jicks.
What a name for that goddamn band.
It sounds right to me.
He's doing kind of an alt country thing right now. It's pretty good.
Good.
I kind of like it. Yeah. Get into that. That's your music recommendation
back to,
minute.
Gives it Lund to Fun Buns. She passes it to Stets. Stets to Toms. Toms takes the shots.
Off the
ain't
rim.
Ain't going to happen. Rebounded
right
to the Slamish Drunks.
Well, Matt, this is from Sam Brenner. Long time, first time. Thanks so much for all the laughs. Wednesday morning, they will be deeply missed. I'm sure you know the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame induction ceremony is in December. I expect your invitations will arrive shortly.
We honestly, someday,
it could happen.
Let's start that campaign. We need to get in there. How long do you have to be doing it? 25 years?
I don't know.
Well, what's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Because Def Leppard just got is going to get
in. Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's bullshit. The Go Go's.
Geggy Ta.
The Go Go's.
Oh yeah, that is bullshit.
They should be in there,
the
man.
The Bangles.
They might be, but the Go-Go's should be in there. They launched a lot of lady bands, man.
Yeah.
Super influential.
Do
anyway, this guy
heartbeat?
Was in L.A. visiting
Do
his dad and brother.
Understand?
They decided to go
Do
play some mini golf. All was going as expected until they rounded the back nine, at which point they started to feel a sense of deja vu. The whoosh of cars on the freeway, the bright green water. It's as if I'd been there before. Then we stood rounded a corner directly in front of me. Stood what only could be described as a massive pile of rubble. I knew where we were, the legendary Castle Park. That's pretty good. This guy and his, they just out of nowhere went to Castle Park.
Oh, look at that.
And then he knew. So,
that's nice.
A quick request, if I may. I've been reading The Lord of the Rings, and if there are some lengthy passages of nonsense in those books which rival even the Bible. Wonder if you could grace us with some free throw tales from Middle Earth.
You got it. There's only 28 seconds left.
Oh, God, the game is almost over.
But it's 37-33. It's a timeout.
He's coming to the Bell House next month. Yeah, folks, come on down to the Bell House if you're in the New York metropolitan area. We're doing a couple
Gildron
of shows.
And Gildron the bonsai ant went walking through the garden. A tiny little dwarf tree barely came up to the knees of a ficus.
30 orcs made of sludge and booze wandered in with axe heads from Hortaf.
And some ring wraiths, a grudge wraith, and the orphan's wraith all came down to Bellman's Pub to get a swig fest with a $6 dick swig.
Outside was Borbath, the gray quarter horse who had grown half his size, so he was actually an eighth horse now.
And Elrond the Hubbard got a soldier wish and did a Valyrian steel kissing band and did a promise ring promposal to an elf and a $2 orc wash.
Gandalf the White's cousin, Craig the Green, had set up a lemonade stand outside a Dorfman's salve place. He made salve, okay?
Frodo, Bilbo, Dodo, Jojo, Kiko, Montrusio, and Delron the Obios all went on a ring quest and decided, hey, instead, let's just go to Fuckfest 92. We got a big
box. Yeah, we should head down there because Ugly Kid Joe's opening for Slaughter.
And Pretty Adult.
No, you've done it a million times
on Pretty
this.
Adult. Jane is closing for Reincarnate or Heal.
I'm terrified of what's in here. This is media
heavy.
Mail, and this is the biggest
what's
box of
media
the night.
Mail mean? Usually,
it means this person probably sent us.
It cost 20 cents and took 8 weeks to get here.
Okay.
Whoa.
This is a lot.
Oh, my God.
I had a garage sale and nobody came. What to do with all this stuff?
You cocksucker.
I was listening to Pistol Shrimp Radio. I heard you like to get things in the mail. Hope you find good homes for this stuff. One man's junk's another man's treasure. Love your...
Oh, she did a... What do you call those?
It's a little granny shot.
A granny
there.
Shot, yeah.
Pistol Shrimps win 37-33.
We all win.
We haven't been really talking basketball much at all. Jeff Morris.
Since this podcast
Love your
began.
Brilliant absurdity. Yeah. Jeff, thanks. There's some candies in here, Maddie.
Among other things.
Yeah, so look at that. That's,
okay. 30.
It's brandy-filled chocolates. Got a coffee
Cafe
candy.
Latte candy.
Okay.
All right.
This is what a lot of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just see. This really does look like it's from a garage sale, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of old
there
records.
Better be.
Just a shitload of records.
Just like a vacuum hose.
Like, here's one, Matt. This is a thing that I'll just pull out of the middle. 14 official blueprints from Star Trek, the motion picture.
Honey.
Amanda Fun Buns Lunch.
What happened? You went crazy. That was amazing.
You got
kind of lost it out there.
You were catching fire out there, Amanda.
I was. I took those two shots and I made it. And on the third time, Jesse passed me and I took the shot. And then she came up to me and goes, come on, you're 2 for 2. That one was a pass.
Nice.
Okay.
I like that granny shot you took at the end.
Yeah, thank you
You're
so much.
You're just trying to put one in at the end.
That's my signature. I always get one in at the end.
Yeah, you have to.
That's right, I do.
How do you feel about the big W tonight, Amanda?
It feels good. I'm going to be honest with you.
You were a big part of that win tonight.
I do believe I was.
I think 5 of those 37 points belong to Amanda
Did
Fun
I get
Buns
a three-pointer?
Lund. You did get a three-pointer.
Holy cannoli. Thanks, guys. Well, I appreciate it.
You want some stuff from this guy's garage sale that he mailed to us?
What is it?
I don't know. I haven't really. It's like records.
Some 14 original Star Trek blueprints.
Yetis.
Yeah, check that out.
Someone sent you a Yeti. I've been wanting this Yeti, the one in the cup.
Matt, there's Star Wars stuff in here.
What?
Open that. Yeah, we got a bunch of old LPs and such. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in here. We're going to have to go through it. Your final score from Lake Street Gym
There's
tonight.
An original Stormtrooper.
37-30-something.
Put that
the
in
The Pistol
my
Shrimps won. And now we're just going through a guy's junk.
What do you think about that?
He really did
got
wrap all
Yoda's
this stuff.
Head floating in a ball. Oh, he changes into Vader.
Oh, look at that.
That's a little optical illusion. Okay, everything must go.
You guys, take some shit. This is someone sent us his yard sale
leftovers.
You know,
I want to have this. This is for me. I'm claiming this guy.
You don't. Do you know what that is? That's a drawing of Kubitsch.
How about an Empire Strikes Back juice glass?
What? This is an original Vader.
Matt, you're getting
Put
good
that
stuff
in my
here.
Pocket.
Yeah, I'll drink out of that. Come on.
What do you think this is?
Well, Matt, I don't know, but
Whatever
we're gonna
it is,
have to.
There's two of them.
Oh, those are probably Wookiee cookies.
But they're not hooked.
Are they headphones?
Anything.
What are they? Do they open up? Are they earphones? Who knows? Well, friends, yeah, no idea.
Oh, look. Hama Boogie. You got to take that.
Look at that.
It's you. We also have a new name for you. Hans Mabubi from Die Hard. He goes, Hans. Mabubi.
Hans Mabubi.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have my jersey for next season now.
Hey, okay. Matt. Here's that.
Oh
how about
God,
that?
Smoking the Bandit record. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
how
take
about
that.
This, too?
Wow. It'll be here if you want more.
We're just going to have to go through this later on, I think. Here's a.
I don't know.
Here's a Life magazine with.
Oh, with the.
This guy might be related to you. Well, folks, it's Lake Street Gym. It's time to go home, I think. We're getting a picture here. Molly Hockey's over there. Hope she's mending up. You got
Is
anything
an
else to say, Matt?
Look, he's discolored.
I got to ask you, Matt, who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Han Solo.
Is it Han?
Oh, yeah.
It's not Luke?
No, Han Solo, for sure.
Han's the guy, even in his one-off movie?
Yeah.
You're okay with that one?
Uh-huh.
You really have gone away. Matt's just rifling through a plastic bag full of Star Wars ephemera. What's that? Oh, a little Star Trek thing. Put that right on you. All right, folks. Well, the show's probably over. Next game is starting in a couple minutes. Shrimps with the win tonight. They look good. A win looks good on this team, wouldn't you say, Matt?
A win's as good as a grin to a blind man.
And that's just wisdom from the heart.
How are you? How's it going? Yeah, good to see you. Good.
It's a pleasure to finally be here. I'm 2 for 2.
Not bad.
They've won both games that I've been to. It's great.
You're the lucky charm.
Yeah, come to all the games.
Oh, my God. Get in there. Martin, you want anything?
All right.
I mean, dig around in this. There's like records and stuff in there. You don't want to take a look in that too. Matt, let's
Malty, do you want
Molly,
some treats?
You want a treat? Here.
Hey,
here.
Everyone. I feel fine.
You doing okay?
You just got pinched.
Yeah, I don't.
Sorry to yell in your mic.
It's a Zoids model.
You want a coffee candy? You want a brandy candy?
Brandy candy. We've coffee. Got some beer gummies too.
You want to try a beer gummy? It's a gummy made out of beer.
It's not weed though, right?
No, it's not, just beer
not that
gummy.
We know of.
Yeah.
Folks, it's pandemonium here. It really is just a rummage sale in a public gymnasium.
Yeah. All proceeds go to the downtown lemonade store.
Yeah, where everybody gets sugar-free lemonade.
Do you want a beer candy? A beer gummy?
You want a gear bummy?
Now I do.
Yeah, who wouldn't? Okay, folks, next week there's no show, so eat all kinds of Halloween candy. What kind of Halloween candy are you going to recommend to the people, Matt? Give us a top three Halloween candies to recommend. Go for it.
Well, for Halloween, I think just like foot-long Snickers bars, individually wrapped.
From Subway?
Yeah. Personally touched and gelled by Jared.
Okay.
Kushner.
Oh, wow.
Microscopic Milky Ways.
Okay.
And bug bites.
Got it. I want to read this too, Matt, before we go. I know I'm like, this is like Pistol Shrimps after dark.
Beer gummy?
Have a beer gummy. This is from Jeremy Pennebaker. My boogies. Now that the show is ending, I'd like to keep the Shrimps Radio spirit alive in a small way, tweeting the backlog of all your free throw scriptures, one verse a day, as many tweets as it takes, with your blessing. Check it out at Gospel of Shrimp for
a sample. Absolutely.
If you approve, I'll start relisting back and tweeting them out. Otherwise, if this is kind of an intellectual property thing, then no worries. You know what? It's our intellectual property, and Jeremy, go with the Lord and do it.
The purpose of Scripture is to share and grow and go forth and tell the world the good news.
Yeah. So go ahead. At Gospel of Shrimp, you're going to see all kinds of scriptures.
Hell of a game.
Good game.
Thanks.
No show next week. We're back, whatever the first November or Tuesday is.
Shrove Tuesday.
Tuesday of November. Is that Shrove Tuesday?
I don't think so.
But we're going to be in New York City in November, so go ahead, get on that. Go see Super Ego. Go see Spontaneity Nation. Go see yourself some shows that weekend of the 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Go see yourself some shows.
Bell House, Brooklyn.
Go see yourself some shows. Hi-ho the Mario. Go see yourself some shows. My name's Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. I'm out of jail, and I've turned over a new leaf. I'm singing instead of killing.
My name's Mario Van Peebles, the Daywalker, and what I do is vampire murders.
And I help him, but I don't murder. I'm just as an advisor. I'm a consultant.
And he does get 10% of every vampire staked.
That's right, but I donate it straight to charity.
And what charity is that?
The play Sweet Charity that I'm performing in as charity in
with
Neil Simon's great musical. The minute you walked in the giant,
bow, bow.
I could tell you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
And of course, that's an all-vampire cast, so it's a real conflict of interest for me, Mario Van Peebles' Daywalker.
Well, we've got to run. I'm due on stage in my bathroom.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.